Space Force.
He's a man.
Crazy, crazy stuff, right?
Oh, yes.
This is insane.
There's no words there. There's no words on it. We'll do it live. We'll do it live.
Coming to you live from Arcane Sublevel 7, it's Talk is Cheap. Now here's your host, Dan Hofeld.
All right, go.
Welcome to Talk is Cheap, where cheap is talk and talk is cheap. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm your host, Dan Hofeld. Thank you so much for joining me today live. It is Tuesday, February 12th, 2019. We're here live every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Central, 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific. And of course, we are simulcasting on Mixer, Twitch, and YouTube. If you can't catch the show now, you can always catch it later on your favorite podcasting platform. All right, folks, big show. I want to get this rolling here, so I'm going to, without further ado, I want to introduce my guests here. I did see them down at the Sedona Conference. That was my first conference down there. It was quite an experience. And they are part of the White Hat Alliance. We got M and Miss M. Thank you guys for joining me today. Yeah, Happy New Year to you. There's so much to cover here, like unbelievable amount of stuff to cover. We got the financial changes, Cabal arrest. David Wilcock talked about this the other week. You guys confirmed it. We got tech stuff that's going to be introduced, Earth changes. So just really briefly take like, I know it's going to be hard, but take like 5 minutes, really condense your stuff. If people haven't heard your background, they could go back to Tolok's videos and really get the background information there, because we got a lot to cover. I want to get to phone calls and get to other stuff. So go ahead and take like 5 minutes where you used to work and all that stuff.
Okay, well, ladies first. Oh, hey, there's my banker calling right now. I'll just have to mute this. Sorry.
Maybe that's about the new currency.
The calls are always coming in. So, my background is not necessarily in all of this stuff. I just got moved into this field about 5 or 6 years ago. And it's a kind of a long story, which you can listen to on Deep Disclosure, of course, on the Tolok from Dakota channel. But, I essentially was contacted by some inner earth beings and brought into the front lines of the Alliance. I'm a fully conscious psychic medium and a telepath and remote viewer. And so I've been doing that for the Alliance as exclusively for the last 4 years. And so I was able to recall three of my previous personalities. I found a book with them on the cover that my partner here had written. I reached out to him. He was waiting for me. It was written in the book. We connected, we had an instant familiarity with each other, and that happens to be because we've done this over and over and over again, and so it was just kind of like getting back together. It was a reunion. So we got together about 4 years ago in the Bay Area where I was living at the time, and he brought me into the world of, you know, global financial reset, Chinese elders, all the stuff I had no idea about. I just kind of knew there was something going on, and I was meant to be a part of it, just like a lot of people do. They kind of have this yearning inside them. They know that they're here for a reason. And so my reason just kind of like smacked me upside the head about 6 years ago and then got me into active duty. And so I've been working, bringing in information for the Alliance from the galactics that are helping from above and the inner earth beings that are helping from below, and just watching and monitoring a lot of our activities and doing background checks on people that we encounter psychically. So that's kind of what I do as a contribution to the Alliance, as well as many other things. We all wear many hats because we're kind of a skeleton crew and we have to get a lot of stuff done.
So for clarification, Miss M, you are in physical contact with the Alliance?
Yes, I have gone underground physically with them. Like they've come to my home and contacted me. And then as far as the Alliance on the ground, we are a faction of the Alliance. So as far as the Earth Alliance here, and both of us have been up on the ships with the Alliance above.
So you guys actually been on these ships in outer space?
Yeah, we're probably not supposed to say that. I saw one of your recent videos about you can get taken out if you admit that you're in communication. I knew that was going to be the case when I had my exposure Back about 27 years ago, I went consciously on board a ship. Yep. And I was, you know, when I heard that, I was like, oh man, I better not talk about that. So I've waited this long to come out and talk about things.
I wish you could have got some photos and maybe send them to me through back channels.
So, yeah, you know, it's kind of like a Corey Good story, but, you know, we are more involved in the finances than anything.
Okay, that's cool. Yeah, go ahead and say your side.
Story, you want to hear a brief thing about my background?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, well, I woke up at an early age, about 17. I'm 55 years old now. And, you know, spirituality and paranormal experiences and the like just kept showing up. Number synchronicity, much like David was talking about on his recent show, you know, the numbers were all over the place. So much so that you're like, okay, already, you know, I'm listening, you know, all right, you know, this is getting weird. And so, yeah, the beckoning to get on this path came early and I got involved. You know, I had my first exposure to this kind of content pertaining to elders and the like when I was 25. Somebody waved me off the street. Was telling me all about it. Then another decade later, I ended up meeting the guy that moved all the gold. He was partners with Howard Hughes. He moved all the gold into the central banks under lease. And then another almost 7 to 10 years later, I was on the front lines working with the new banking system, which we almost launched in 2012. And so the cabal reared its ugly head then and put a stop to that. And we've been, you know, working behind the scenes, rallying the troops, unifying the White Hat Alliance ever the more so.
Right. That's very good. Yeah, folks, if you guys want to do a super chat, those are enabled. You guys can ask questions, too, as we go through on the fly here. Hopefully it won't get too much of an interruption. I've never had it with a guest before. We'll see how it goes. But if you guys have something you want to chime in on, go for it. So, yeah, there's a lot to break down here. So your team is built of 12 people. Is that correct?
Roughly.
Yeah.
And the numbers come and go, unfortunately.
Yeah, I mean, the way that this works, and we get a lot of these questions like, well, why you guys? And how are you, you know, being chosen to do this stuff? And sometimes it feels like we drew the short straw, honestly, but it's more like this. It's like anybody that's called to do it can step forward and take their seat at the table. We're not deciding who gets to participate or not. Apparently this has been decided a long time ago and we're just kind of fulfilling a plan that we made years and years ago.
Or in past lives, you know, on board ships when we said, okay, we're going to rally the troops and get it done this time. Because we actually, a lot of us actually feel we've been in a time loop, you know, and time is so malleable. Look at the Mandela effect. And so our understanding of that is that timelines are being crunched together in order to, you know, correct and prepare for the Golden Gate, you know, the big portal for the awakening. And anyway, in my story, I talk about a cosmic scientist, time traveler dude that showed up in my life 20 years ago and told me that, you know, we've done this before. Kind of like Babylon or Battlestar Galactica, you know, they keep talking about, we've done this before. And they flash back on the loop, you know. And so.
So we failed quite a bit, you're saying.
We did 6 times before. This is the 7th time that we're trying to optimize this great awakening.
Every failure is just one step closer to success, and that's kind of how we viewed it on this path. You know, there's not really a roadmap to what we're doing, and yeah, we've lost people along the way. We've had people die. We've had people taken out. We've had people that just couldn't handle the stress and the pressure of being on the front lines that have moved into other arenas. And so, yeah, every step forward, some of them come with failure, but we keep on pushing. We're relentless in our pursuit to finish this mission. So, yeah, we can't give up.
Yeah, you can't. So should we start with some of the arrests? So you guys confirmed what David Wilcox said the other week. I put that video out, and he said that these tribunals are going on in Gitmo. So you said you had another source.
Well, we have a couple sources, and it was right around Christmas or right before Christmas.
It started getting, like a few days before Christmas, this whole takedown.
Yeah, and we were getting updates from different people, admirals. I mean, there's a variety of channels that we have. And so a lot of what you're hearing now through the different blogs or Wilcock or whoever is stuff that we were hearing back then that it was beginning.
Yeah, it was an it's been an active operation since probably right around the solstice. And we've heard reports of them bringing people in, and they told us about ships that were stationed on each side of the country on the coast, rounding people up. And
say ships, were we talking spaceships? Or are we talking
these are barges.
Barges.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah. And I think the
Galactic said that they were involved too. They were shutting off escape routes, like underground tunnels and stuff like that.
And that's probably what all those booms we're hearing, I would assume.
Yeah, the booms, like this has been going on for like the last couple of years. So when all that stuff started with Atlantis and it rising up again in Antarctica and them discovering everything that was going on down there, there's also a lot of tunnel systems in Central and South America that lead down there. And so a lot of those earthquakes, a lot of those explosions that we've been hearing, those have been them shutting down the tunnels to Antarctica so that they can't escape to down there. And then it's been even more active recently, just shutting them all off, because there are some entrances here in North America as well. I've been shown a few of them where you can go in and where they lead to. Like there's an entrance off of the coast of California, like between Catalina and the continent, that's underwater, and that one takes you all the way across the United States. It'll pop you out over in DC, and from there you can get to Egypt.
Oh geez. So is this like they got trains down there?
There are trains down there. There are like high speed trains, but it's like a form of teleportation. It's not just a train. Like,
no, they've got more than one way to do it.
Yeah. These train cars, I've been in one of them. They're kind of small. They look like, subway cars for like four people. And they're kind of like those things from Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. They can go up or down or any direction, and you can't really tell where it is that you're going because it's such a like fast pace. So it's possible that you could pop out kind of anywhere, even off planet.
Yeah, I was going to say these must be pretty fast. Like if you were going from coast to coast, how long do you think it would take?
I'm not sure. I've heard a couple minutes. Like yeah, you can get across in a couple minutes. I went in one of these shuttles from like the Bay Area up to Shasta, and it only took a couple of minutes.
Wow.
So
we got these tribunals going on. So are these supposed to be broadcast to the public? They're being filmed, is that right?
That's what we heard.
That's what we hear, is that they're being filmed. What the Galactics have told us is that they're kind of on the fence on what the public really needs to know, how much disclosure needs to happen, and when that needs to happen, because right now what we have is a situation where more like half of our population is so brainwashed that if they were to hear what's happening, they would probably, it could
take
start a
streets,
civil war.
Riot.
Yeah. And so,
pillage.
And so this kind of has to happen in a strategic way in order to maintain the peace. And they've told us that there are military stationed around the U.S. even just to during heightened periods of security, like, you know, when things are going on, they want to make sure that we don't have these outbursts happen and that we don't have people getting hurt. So
let's talk a minute about some of the tangible things that people have seen. So around Christmas, you know, the Twitter feeds of some of these people stopped. They were not doing their normal Merry Christmas, and some of the Merry Christmases that we're seeing were like old from years before pictures, like someone was just trying to make it look like they were busy.
And some of these went down after the Bush funeral. So Bush Senior funeral. So they've been,
another tangible would be how the emergency broadcast, you know, from the president's going out to everybody's phone. I mean, we haven't seen any of those lately, but that was all part of, you know, readiness in case they needed to say, you know, something to everyone. And I heard they were also trying to get more control of the media so that they could have better communication. Obviously, you know, there's been talk about martial law, you know, whether that would be necessary. And we've heard through, you know, different grapevines that that's something that's also considered and viable and, you know, available as needed.
Yeah, as well as all the activity that's been going down down in Guantanamo. So there's been a lot of stuff going on down there. There've been troops that have put into active duty and brought down there. So clearly there's something going on. Stuff is leaking out. And I think it's just because this is so big. And energetically, everybody, I think, has been feeling it. So, I mean, there's been just so much going on, like with all the planetary alignments, with the eclipses and the kind of benchmarks that we're hitting energetically.
Solar waves.
As well as the solar waves that are hitting us. So a lot of people have been coming to me just kind of out of sorts. They feel discombobulated. They feel off. And it's because of all this stuff that's happening. So we share a collective consciousness and we can feel it.
Yeah, definitely there with you. So there is a website, I'm going to mention this because our viewers threw it in the comments on one of the old videos, C-Vine News Network. I guess they're going and watching these tribunals in Washington, D.C., and now they're reporting on them. So this is something like they're going to do, let the alternative media report on this and not the mainstream. And this first one here going on is the United States versus Khalid Sheikh Mohammed for the 9/11 thing. But I do want to see some bigger fruit be taken down, like George Bush up there, Obama. But this is, I guess, the start.
So, that's cool.
Yeah,
I'll have to check that out.
I don't know if you guys knew about that one or not, or maybe there's some other news sources reporting on it too, but this was the only one that I know of. I will put this in the description for you folks.
By the way, thanks for what you're doing too. You know, the awareness is everything. And so we have to have more people collecting and, you know, right, reporting what's been gathered.
Yeah, it makes me feel alive. I mean, my day job doesn't, so this is where I'm at.
Yeah, again, with the collective consciousness, you know, if we didn't have as many people awake and aware and demanding change, we wouldn't be able to do the stuff that we're doing. It's been a major part of us making it this far. That's why we've had the time loop happen. That's why we've reset it 6 times before, is that we didn't have enough consciousness by that 2012 mark or by the 2016 mark that would allow us to pass through the Golden Gate. And so we had to reset and try it all over again.
Yeah, so you said we go ahead.
Well, I was going to say you can think of that as like a vortex. You know, and the momentum or the shifting, tipping of the scale that occurs when enough people, you know, believe things are possible. And so the collective reality manifests the outcome. And so, you know, that's one of the reasons we came out, is we wanted people to have as much of the truth as possible to align with it and tip these scales.
And I was talking to you last week, Em, about McCain and Bush Sr.'s death. Now, these were just a display. They got the whole ceremony, like they went down good and they're good people and all that. But this was, they were actually put to death. Is that correct?
Well, that's what we heard through our sources, yeah. That, you know, they gathered information from them. You know, they turned coattails on people, and that's going to be used, the information. So what else did you hear? Same thing?
From our galactic sources, they said that they had recovered some servers that were very damning to the opposition. And they showed me Bush Sr. and they showed me one of the Bush properties. I think this is where they were being stored. Right after they showed me that is when Wiz Trump took his first trip to Camp David. And so I think they may have been discussing what they had uncovered, what they had received. And there were, of course, are other sources that are saying that Bush Jr. has been cooperative and is the one that turned over that evidence.
those timelines don't entirely jive, but that's certainly along the same front of what we're discussing. So, you know, we get snippets of a variety of things, both from the Galactics and from other sources that we check on.
Well, clearly they've been collecting evidence for the last couple of years with all these sealed indictments.
Obviously.
I think they had everything they needed when they had the Wiener laptop.
Yeah, that was a big, that was a big money, or a big, big pot of it all there.
Yeah.
So, yeah, speaking of the energy coming in, so you did say that we were kind of under a quarantine and they're holding back this energy and they can't do it anymore, the Galactics.
Yeah, it's growing in intensity. And so the shields that they've had up to protect us from these waves or to unify the energy before it hits us is kind of not upholding anymore. And so I've talked about this. Many other people have talked about this big wave coming. And the way that the Galactics have explained it to me is that essentially our sun is dying and a new sun is taking its place. And so we're having these breakoffs of waves that are enveloping not only our planet, but other planets in the solar system. And so they've been attempting to block some of those to help us, because every time one of these hits, everybody gets kind of out of sorts. So even if you're not aware of what's going on, you're still going to feel stuff. And what it does is it amplifies whatever you're feeling. So if you're in an irritated mood or you're agitated, it's going to amplify that. If you're angry, it's going to amplify that. If you're walking on sunshine, you're going to feel amazing. And so these waves are hitting and they're growing in intensity. And eventually there will be a massive one that hits. And they told me that a big one was coming within 6 months. They said that back in November. We're expecting something in May to happen. And they also said that there would be waves coming in between that were really large, that were bigger every single time. And it's kind of good, though, because it gives us an opportunity to learn how to ride the wave before we get hit with this massive one. Because essentially what it's going to do, as they've described it to me, is it puts you into like a midlife life review, the same kind of thing that you would do when you cross over to the other side. And it's because the veil of illusion has been removed. So you have to kind of face yourself honestly. And so they're encouraging us to have our emotional bodies in order, to let go as much as we can, work through as much personal stuff as we can, so that when it actually hits, that we're not, you know, taken down by it or just like, you know, down in the dumps with this wave. So, and that's happening too. A lot of people are reaching out because they're depressed, they're suicidal, they just want to give up, they don't understand why they're here, they don't want to fight anymore, they just want to get out of this place. And so the waves are intensifying that thought pattern. And so if we can rise above it before the wave hits us, then it's going to be better for us.
Yeah, so this big wave, this will be the event that we were kind of promised a year ago. Is that what we're thinking?
Yeah, I think so.
I think so.
It was a accurate read, but time is very difficult to pin down with, you know, these other dimensional realities.
And it's important to note that these waves have been coming, and they've been bigger every single time. So the one that hit last March that a lot of people predicted was a massive wave that hit us. It just wasn't the biggest one.
Yeah, well, I wanted to see that iridescence. We're supposed to see an iridescence, like bubble-like texture come throughout the horizon. Some people claim they did see it, but I felt something that day, that I think it was March 18th ish around there. I did feel something that day, but I didn't see anything.
Yeah, there was definitely a huge energy wave that hit us then, and there have been more ever since. I mean, you can kind of feel them happening. People start to get really squirrely and they kind of feel like something's going on, and then they reach out.
Well, the Galactics definitely said that the big one will be very visible.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
And they showed me what it looked like. It was kind of like a big wave that was kind of iridescent and that was enveloping the planet and kind of running through it, kind of like a tube torus. So it would hit all of us. But they said that, you know, it might cause some issues with our electronic devices, but that mostly what would it would be beneficial because it would push us into a higher level of consciousness.
Awesome. Okay, let's move on to some of the economics currency stuff. So mid-2019, we're looking at an economic boom, right?
Yeah. So the economy has been growing steadily and in a positive direction since Trump took office. The galactics are implying that there will be a large economic boom starting mid-2019. And this has been confirmed by some of our high up military sources. And they said that it would affect the housing market and that we would see an increase in that, and that this time it wouldn't be a false inflation. It's simply there's more money flowing. People are more comfortable spending money and making purchases. And so that would cause the housing market to go up as well. And they also indicated that this year would be good for cryptocurrency. They said 2018 was not an accurate reflection of what the market can do. They've indicated that only a few of the coins that now we have over 1,000 coins on the market right now.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's confusing.
They said crypto. Yeah, they said cryptocurrency is here to stay. It's going to be a part of our financial future, and that only a few of the coins that are out there are actually going to thrive. They did not indicate which coins they would be. So
I invested in a few, and let's just say it went down quite a bit.
Yeah, it did last year. And the markets are still, they were manipulated. So last year didn't go so well, but the year before that was really, really high. And this year, I think we'll start to see them climb again. It might not be a quick climb, but it's going to be a steady increase, and it'll be a more accurate reflection of what the markets do on their own without intervention. And I think that at the end of it, about 5 coins will be in circulation. And I think 3 of them will shine this year. I just don't know which ones they are.
Do you guys know of Ronald Bernard and the Be a Change system?
No.
Okay, because he was starting kind of like a cryptocurrency thing, but it was going to be based on labor. But I just wonder if that was one.
We're doing one that's going to be based on asset-backed, you know. So gold and other natural reserves, because most of them, you know, there's a few out there that are gold-backed, but most of them are phantom fiat, you know, still the same old nothing behind it.
Yeah, we're currently working on our platform and our coin that we're going to launch hopefully later this year. And we are not doing a pre-ICO fundraise on this one. We're just going to take it straight to the market. So, so yeah, we're excited. We're excited about this one, and we think that it being asset-backed is gives it some more longevity and security. And the technology that we're using to trade with is really advanced.
So, is that going to be connected to the new Rainbow currency that's coming out?
Undetermined at this point. The intent is to do that, but it'll depend on how quickly all these things can come together that are in the works. So, but we do have a sovereign bank that we will be using. And so, you know, there are big plans to have a meta platform where everything is interconnected. Obviously, you probably knew about Trump passing the act for Computing Initiative Act. And so...
No, I don't. How long ago was that?
You can search and find on the internet. I don't remember the exact time, but I did get some remarks that there's more things just over this last weekend, that there's more things that are occurring to create a quantum cloud. And, you know, in an effort to basically have a new banking system. And, you know, we're involved in a variety of ways with new technologies. And so trying to coordinate all the pieces into a big meta platform is something that I've envisioned and been working on, obviously, for a while.
That was December, it looks like.
Yeah, not terribly long ago. 1.5 billion allocated for research.
That's insane. So, okay, the Rainbow currency stuff here. You said they had this stuff printed up already. It's sitting in shipping containers. How long has this been printed and waiting?
I've never really asked that question, frankly. It's been at least probably 4 months. But I never got an origin date on that. And the intent is to connect that to gold allocations so that we do have, you know, a back on gold standard currency.
Yeah, it looks like we're moving away from fiat in our, you know, typical currency and in the cryptocurrency world. So it's not such a great system, and everyone knows that, and we're moving away from it.
Yep.
And then this new currency is real colorful. It's got, do you know what it looks like? Do you have a picture leaked somewhere that where people can see this?
I can try to get one. I've seen some that were suspected to be, but I didn't ever verify that. You know, just focused on the things that I can immediately affect, but I can see what I can do.
Yeah.
You know, that'd be interesting.
It would.
Didn't you see some of the ones that were floating around, like with Tesla? Did you ever see any of these assumed new treasury notes?
What
should I? You did see a Marion currency.
Well, that's something entirely different. yeah, but I'd never confirmed, you know, excuse me, whether that was actually the case or not with those. But that'd be really cool, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I think people kind of want something tangible so we can, you know, you hear all this stuff, but you want to start seeing some evidence.
Yeah, well, let me see what I can do for us.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, there's a $100 bill here with Tesla on it, but yeah, that definitely, definitely looks fake. It's interesting, I guess. It's not colorful like the rainbow currency should be. But.
Yeah, well, you know, when people are sharing this information with us, and of course we're sharing it over the phone lines here, there's only so much we can say without disrupting operations. And it's also in a way that we don't really ask a lot of questions because it's like...
Yeah, you don't get very far doing that, you know.
Didn't like a lot of note.
20 questions, yeah, it doesn't go off very well.
Yeah, so you're kind of just there as a briefing. They just tell you what's going on.
Yeah, and the same thing goes with the Galactics. It's like a one-sided conversation. They tell us what we need to know when we need to know it, and then we're able to verify it with our on-the-ground sources. And so there's not a lot of, like, question and answer going on there.
But they certainly gained our trust, you know, where you're all ears over the last few years where they would tell us stuff and it would happen. Over and over and over again, you know, months ahead of the time and sometimes even weeks now. But for sure, it's a thing where you're like, oh, thank you so much. And you're kind of in awe and wonder of what they just told you. You don't even have questions. You're like, okay.
I think it's also important just to practice discernment. And like in a world full of lies, we kind of just have to listen with our hearts and see what feels true to us, because a lot of this stuff like cannot be proven or verified, especially when it comes to some of the like off planet stuff. I mean, there may be, we may never know in this lifetime what all that is really about or who we really are. Hopefully we'll get to a point where we're connected with our galactic community and that is disclosed, but a lot of it is speculation, and the channels in which we receive it is also really interesting. So when, let's say I'm communicating telepathically with these people, when I do a reading for someone, it's more of a jumble of information where I'm getting feelings, images, and thoughts and smells and sounds that I have to kind of combine together into a message. Whereas when I'm talking with these galactic beings, it's more of a stream of consciousness, and they're speaking directly to me, and they're also giving me images along with the words, but it's still, you know, it's a subtle language in which they speak, and it's very cryptic as well, because they're dealing with free will. They can't disrupt our free will. So they can give us nuggets, and we kind of have to connect the dots.
Well, they have indicated that contact will happen soon, and they'll see us soon, but soon in their terms could be 6 months, you know?
Yeah, or 6 years. These are ancient beings that have no concept of time the way that we do.
I'll be honest, I'm so sick of hearing the word soon. I don't even, that word holds no weight for me anymore. It's right. Just whatever. So yeah. Jay King in the chat, I've been watching the chat here, folks. He does say, will Jisara be implemented in the RV GR circuit? Because you guys wanted to touch on this too, the RV stuff. So will it be implemented? How will that work?
Okay. So it is our understanding that Jasara, Nasara, and the RV, GCR, are essentially PSYOPs programs that have been flooding the alternative platforms with false information. Some of it's true. There is a global financial reset going on, but it was never intended to be something that was like a public currency exchange. And do you want to say something?
Sure.
Go ahead. Letting me be the like dream buster here.
Well, when I was doing what I was doing back a decade ago, and I was working directly with Intel and had clearances and the like, and I asked about the White Dove, Farmer Bond, Omega, Alpha Omega, I'm trying to remember what these things were called, you know, and the White Knights and all this kind of stuff with Nasara. And they were like, no, that's not real. That's not happening. You know, that's a pacification to have people just sit on their hands and wait because, you know, everything's being taken care of by other people. Instead of, you know, being action oriented, they were disempowering everybody. And then when the RV came along again with, you know, all these currencies that you could get, and then you just had to wait and you'd become a millionaire. You know, that was a black op program to collect everybody's money, but it had twofold, of course, and even three as I think about it, because one was they wanted these elders to release their money. The intent of the elders is to get their money out there to help the world. They have always said it belongs to the people for the golden age. And so the cabal wanted them to, you know, release it, thinking it was going to go to these people. But if it goes through a Federal Reserve system, it'll be stolen. So that's one problem. The other problem is you cannot release a quadrillion into the U.S. currency or any currency because it's going to flood the market and devalue the currency, let alone if everybody becomes a millionaire overnight. You know, when you go down to the store after a while to check out with some groceries, there's not going to be anybody there. No food
right.
on the shelves.
Yeah, who's going to want to go to work and do a peon job?
Well, millionaires, what are we doing that for? So, yeah. Yet that doesn't mean that there isn't plans to have aspects of currency reset, new systems, all these sorts of things. But if you check with the World Bank and the IMF, their definition of the global reset is way different. It's about disempowering, you know, the United States. And so everything that we're doing is about empowering the United States and the U.S. currency. And so, you know, a lot of this stuff that is being broadcast through these blogs that says next Tuesday or the you know, the Chinese New Year. How many times have we heard that? Over and over and over. You know, it's getting done. It's getting ready. So I know that things are happening, and I know that the intent is to help countries. You know, there's programs going on that we're involved with to retire debt, to, you know, help countries at a very high level to get a fresh start. And then there are desires and intents to have things funding individual programs, people's projects rather, and programs that, you know, give people a bit of a jubilee. But whether, you know, you can believe these blogs that there's going to be an 800 number and you can just take your cash down to the bank, take that currency and walk out with USD. Sorry, but I don't think so.
Yeah, it was a way for them to profit off people buying this currency and then turning it in and then taking it. And so the current status is this, is that these currencies, and this might clear something up that we talked about before too. We were offered an opportunity to participate in a trading platform with these currencies. And so that really is the only way that they have a value at this point. So they still have the same market value that you purchased them for. They have not been revalued. And so anybody that's making money off of them at this point is because they're taking them into a big lot and they're taking that lot and putting it into a trade, and that's outputting money. But even those trading platforms have been corrupted to where their trade's going in and no money is coming out, at least not into the pockets of people that put the money in. So
Well, yeah, I can tell you a lot of horror stories about trades. I became an expert on the subject, and you know, you have to have the right relationship to really not be taken advantage of around that, and thankfully we do. But those trades are very rigid, and they follow a lot of regulation, and you know, the assets that go into those true trades have to absolutely be, you know, collateralized, and in a way, even like insurance wrap. There are ways that you can pass the muster, but you know, for the most part, you couldn't just take a handful of notes from the one of these, you know, currency exchanges into a trade. There was things you would need to do to that would cost money, quite a bit of money. You know, for example, insurance wrap is not a cheap venture.
What's the plan with, like, let's say George Soros gets arrested and put to death? What happens to all his assets?
Well, I mean, it depends upon who has the real upper hand at that point. You know, with the banking system as it currently is, they can seize, you know, anybody's asset. Your money in the bank really belongs to them.
You know? And with the executive order that Trump put out, I think it was last December, like December of 2017, about human trafficking. They in that executive order, they have the right to seize the property and assets of anybody involved in this. So,
but if he's in Cyprus or he's somewhere else, you know, you don't have the same effect.
Okay, so on the currency topic, like, none of this stuff was ever created to make individuals rich. It was a solution to change our global financial climate, and it's not meant for individuals. And so what we are doing is working with countries to eliminate debt, to support their infrastructure, and to get them away from the current central banking system. And so that is going on, and there is a lot of positive stuff happening in that arena. But as far as the other stuff goes, we don't have any confidence that would ever happen, nor do we believe that it would be a good idea. And the Galactics have been really focused on Mr. Soros this year. They have indicated it is in poor health. I saw something just a couple days ago saying that he was involved in the current roundup, and that he had been taken into custody. And
yeah, I saw that too. I didn't know if it was fake news, because we heard that before and it never was true. So.
Yeah, I'm not sure, but he certainly is a factor in all of this. He certainly is a big name and a big player in the opposition, and he does have a crosshair on him from the Galactics and the agencies and military responsible for taking care of the legal aspect of what's going on. And I really want to applaud those people too, because they have been putting their lives on the line. We've lost lives in this roundup process, and these people have really, really gone above and beyond to liberate the planet and help us. And they're the ones that have really put their lives at risk, as well as the inventors and doctors and everyone that have tried to put out new technologies.
Okay, let's take a quick break, and we'll come back and we'll talk about some technology stuff that you guys have to get out to the public as well. So yeah, if you guys want to call in, go ahead. I'm going to put that phone number up, and you guys can get your calls lined up, and get you on the air to talk to M and Miss M. So this will be great. We'll see you guys on the other side.
Okay.
You're listening to Talk is Cheap with Dan Hofeld on the K2D4 Network.
Call us live at 1-605-562-0444. Show ID 146509. Phone lines are open.
Big tech giants are censoring people's voices. Subscribe to our backup channels on BitChute and DTube. Go to k2d4network.com for all the links.
Enjoying the show? Consider supporting us by donating to our Patreon. Patreon.com/k2d4network.
Have your voice heard today. Call into the show at 1-605-562-0444. Show ID 146509.
Please hang up and try again.
Questioning your reality, questioning everything. You're listening to Talk is Cheap with Dan Hofeld. Broadcasting into the far reaches of the Pleiades, it's Talk is Cheap.
Welcome back to the broadcast, folks. Dan Hofeld here for Talk is Cheap. It's been a crazy, crazy broadcast because, as you guys can tell, the feed was dropping a lot. I must have reset it probably 3-4 times just to get it back up and going, but it's green now. Am I being hit? I don't know. I know I got plenty of bandwidth on my end. It really irks you when that happens because I want you guys to have the full experience out there as well. So yeah, the phone lines are open, folks. If you guys want to call in and we'll talk, you can talk to M and Miss M. That phone number is 1-605-562-0444, 1-605-562-0444. Then you got your caller ID, 146-509-POUND. That's 146-509-POUND. And if you're not in the U.S., there's other numbers in the description. You can use those to go ahead and connect. Those are local. Therefore, you don't have to pay long-distance charges. So, yeah. So while those people are getting lined up for the phone calls, why don't we go ahead and talk about some of the new technologies, M, that you have, that you're anticipating coming out. You got like, what, 8G, 6G, I heard it, whatever. I don't know what you want to call it. But
We've been calling it a handful of things, frankly. And we've been focused on this. I myself have been working with faster, safer Wi-Fi solutions for, about 6 years with some of our people that have been on the front line of that. And so even of late, there's been leaps and bounds, you know, where we thought we had advanced stuff then. There's constant amazing things coming out. We have one partner that has photon light as a means to deliver faster, safer. There's new operating systems. There's, of course, a lot of talk about quantum computing. And, you know, we have the likes of various technologies that would make this meta platform. And so, you know, what is that? That's a global solution where, you know, the broadband is faster, the device is safer, you know, the wallet is more secure, all these kinds of things so that we can truly, like the downfall of the crypto has been how long it takes to have a transaction process. And so you can't have a global solution, you know, without being able to handle, let's say, 1 trillion transactions per second. And some of our technology is capable of that. So when we put all these pieces together, we'll have a platform that's capable of sustaining the volume that's safe and secure. Welcome back.
So this will be safe Wi-Fi, right? So we're going to get some different.
Right. 5G is not safe. It fries our brains even further, you know, with the mesh network, as it's called, because it's going to be on the top of all these telephone poles. I even saw a report that some firemen were complaining because one was on top of their, garage. And we've had AM frequency solutions that would transmit faster and obviously safer. No one's had problems listening to AM radio. We've had lots of that going on for a long time. And so the FCC opened up certain channels for being able to use it for this purpose. And so we have about 4 companies that we're working with that have advanced solutions in this arena. And we want to bring them all together, you know, in a cohesive way. I'm also talking to the owner of Stealth Grid. You should check that out. That's a really great one. Dot.io and .com, because they have a new phone that's more secure that they've launched. They've got 2,400 satellites that they put up low orbiting for this new Stealth Grid. And so, yeah, again, the idea is we're going to be able to fund a lot of the best technologies and create a super solution.
Awesome. Looking forward to it. So we got a phone call here. This is area code 503. You're on the air with M and Miss M.
Yeah.
Hi. Hi, I'm calling from Oregon.
Hey, what's your name?
You determined that, yeah. Asheville?
Where in Oregon? I'm so happy to see you in person. So my question is, I know you're not financial advisors, but are you thinking maybe people ought to get out of the stock market, put money in gold and silver until the currency reset?
I would definitely diversify, but there's a lot being done to keep things together so that there's not going to be a fallout and a fall apart.
Yeah, I can tell you what's come through in some of the readings when people ask me about finances, and they the Galactics have indicated that metals will have a good year this year as well, especially gold and silver. So it's good to have some, it's good to hold on to some of those. It's always good to diversify. I don't think the stock market's going to go anywhere overnight, but it is volatile, and the opposition is still in charge of it. And so they show us every time that we kind of take, another giant leap forward in dismantling them, they let us know that they still have control over that market by dipping it. And so I would just say, diversify, and metals are a good thing.
Yeah, because you hear all the time that the old systems have to crash before the new systems can come in. And people, I myself was like, where can I put my money so I can at least maybe make something, but at least keep the value. But diversify.
That's certainly sage advice. I don't always know what the Galactics are telling people in your reading, so I welcome that.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah,
thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. I love
Oregon. Yeah, we love Oregon.
Yep.
Thanks. Bye.
All right, bye.
Okay, thank you for your call.
Okay, the phone number again, folks, 1-605-562-0444 if you want to call in and talk to M and Miss M. So, yeah, let's go back over to the – we got a super chat coming in. Here's how it works.
We don't see any of the comments or – stuff like that on our side, unless we had
you'd have to go to the video.
Another window open. Yeah.
Yeah. They're over there. Yeah. If you guys want, I'll pop that open. You can, there's some questions there too.
Take a look real quick.
Do you guys have any plans? Thank you for the donation, by the way. Do you guys have any plans for, chemtrails, how this is going to work? Cause I thought we would have actually seen some of the chemtrails like be done and put this over with. Why are they still continuing?
We've heard a number of reasons of why they're still continuing. One of the reasons that we heard that was kind of interesting from some of our top sources is that a lot of the beings on this planet are not human. And this higher frequency, the higher solar energy that's coming in is very detrimental to their health and their ability to live here. And so that's part of why those chemtrails are still going, and we've seen a lot of them in the last couple of months. It's been very intense, and it seems like they have created some new, super spray that is just like debilitating. And it's one of the things that we'd love to see go because it's affecting all of us. But honestly, I don't have an answer for when that goes away completely. I think that when we do see it go away completely, we know that we have completely dismantled the opposition. But one of the things that we heard, and I think this is just, I want to keep this positive, but one of the things that we heard from the front line, and they were going into all of this stuff, is that the corruption is so great that it's their belief that it'll take 10 years to really clean it all up. And that doesn't mean that things won't start getting better now. Things are already starting to get better. We're already starting to see a shift. But it could take us many years to really get rid of all of the stuff that they've done. We have to understand that these people have infiltrated our systems all the way down to like the post office level, where they have their people in every level of government just...
Here comes a super chat.
Screwing with us. All right.
Oh, it was just another donation. Thank you, Curiosity Looking Inside, for the donation. It was just another donation.
I love that sound.
Yeah. I want somebody to ask a question on there because it'll actually read it out. But
oh, cool.
So yeah, because I've actually in Wisconsin here, I've seen a reduction in chemtrails, but there's still times where it's just boom, blasted every day. And it's like, come on, why haven't they taken care of that? It's ready for that to be cleaned up.
So as a follow on to what Ms. M said, they've been implementing their nefarious plan for a long time. And so it's going to take, you know, some time to undo it. It's deeply rooted. But one thing I wanted to mention, you know, those that follow the sovereign movement and they know about fringe flags, you know, so in the courtroom, it's a military courtroom under admiralty law. And when we saw the
State of the Union
recently, there was no fringe flag behind Nancy Pelosi, which in the past there's been a fringe flag there. So, and Trump used the word republic when he was talking about we're not going to be a socialist country. So there's telltale signs that are coming out in a variety of ways, I think, that are indicative of the shift.
Yeah, we have to celebrate our victories too. I know it can be like disheartening, and it seems like, you know, we're just constantly scaling this insurmountable mountain. But we have to celebrate the little victories that we've made along the way to see that we're making progress. And one of them, one of the major victories that we've had in the last couple of years is getting our administration into the White House. And so an administration that's loyal to the cause, and not just loyal to the cause, but actively participating in it. And that's a huge victory. That's a huge victory for all of us. And, you know, even though things sound and look really crazy, we're having important conversations right now. Like a lot of this stuff, even with that stuff coming out of the Democratic Party right now with the late term abortions, like this is shining a light on a problem that we've had for a long time. And it's really showing the true colors of some of these people. And that is helping to push progress. And so, and even with the gender stuff that's going on, you know, there's a nefarious agenda behind that, but it also is bringing up the conversation about equality that's important. And so what we see on the on the planet on an energetic level is we see a rising of the divine feminine energy. And so it's like a rubber band effect. Like they're going really far in one direction, but eventually it'll snap back to a middle where we're in a solid kind of secure foundation where we can build a positive world on top of it. So these things are they seem crazy, but they're also really good because it's all just – it's like we're just stirring up change. We're kind of like in a tumbler right now, and it's going to all land in a good place because we've seen the future and we know that it's good.
Right. Wow, what a broadcast. We're talking to M and Miss M from Deep Disclosure, folks. These are some of the insiders that have been working behind the scenes. Great to have them on. One of the people in the chat, Curiosity Looking Inside, she says, my question is, are you guys connected to Mana World Trust?
Uh-huh. That's such a loaded question, and we don't usually like to talk about this on air because the person that runs that is really volatile, and she's somebody that we have worked with in the past. She's been part of our you know, our tribe, our group, and we've attempted to work with her on a number of occasions, but she doesn't like to play nice with others. She's a one man army, and
there's a lot we could say, but you know, we're not into bashing. Yeah.
I never frankly, heard of her myself or whatever it is. That's news to me.
But you know, she puts the word possible behind her name, and you know, I would tend to say impossible.
Yeah. Yeah. More like highly unlikely. And it's honestly only because she refuses to work with others. And with this, we've all been called to do this, and it's designed for us to work as a team. It's not designed for anybody to be sitting on top of anyone else or dictating to anyone else. And so in our many attempts to work with this woman, it's just not been a positive experience.
Yeah. Speaking of working with other people, you guys, well, Em, you've contacted David Wilcock, talked to him for about 3 hours, and then you've tried to work with Corey Good as well. And I guess they're not down for that. Is that accurate?
I don't know what to say. We're open to working with whoever, you know, because when we band together, we have a stronger front.
Absolutely.
And so if we can share information, you know, and compare notes and rally a stronger front, I would think they'd be for it. So I don't know if they're suspicious or what, but again, if they watch this, I welcome them reaching out to us. And there's obviously a variety of ways to contact us, including, you know, we've given our email, website, everything. You know, I've even sent communication to Above Majestic. They set up a Proton account, and I wrote to them from Deep Disclosure at Proton, but no response.
But we have nothing negative to say about them. They have done a tremendous job in disclosing information, rallying people around the movement. And, of course, we always believe that we're stronger together, even even with Kim. You know, we're all stronger together.
Who? Oh, we used a name. Okay, sorry about that.
She uses this name on the internet.
I know
what
that.
What do you personally think is going on with Kim Jong Un?
I thought you were talking about Kim Jong-un.
Okay, there you go.
Okay. So, you know, we believe that we're stronger together. We want to work together and make this happen for everybody. And so we appreciate everything that they've done. And we, of course, would love to collaborate with them and do more. And we can understand their hesitation, because I'm sure that they get contacted by a lot of people that want to do things with them.
I think I'm going to try to have a in-person meeting with David when he comes here to Sedona, because my friends are putting on the Cosmic Awakening this year. Which is a great event. You should, you know, look at that. I think it's just straightup.com, Cosmic Awakening, and David will be speaking. So hopefully I can, you know, arrange a private talk so we can actually meet in person for real and, you know, see where we can go together.
I'm sure there'll be a lot of people after him. He's kind of popular. I was watching that live stream he did last week. I know they were having some technical issues, but some of his arrogance came out a little bit and it kind of showed, but...
We all have, you know, we're human.
We're
Everyone's
quirky.
Human. We all have our quirks. We all have our shadow sides.
Yeah,
absolutely. So back to some tech. So you said you got these microchips that look like dust. Is this like the smart dust that we've heard about?
Well, there's nanotechnology all over the place, right? But some of it is finally going to start coming into the white hat community. I'm not able to really get into any of that, frankly. It's too... you know, current operations, we have to wait a while before we can divulge stuff. So I'm going to have to decline on any further mention. But clearly there's advanced technology in space, secret space program. There's stuff all over the place. We've talked about bringing out Medibeds. We've talked about bringing out replicators, you know, and these things will come to pass.
Awesome. What about the food materializers? They have those on those ships, right?
Replicators.
Yeah.
That's a major thing. If you can do that, then we can start taking care of, like, getting rid of these useless jobs, I guess, that are meaningless to people.
Well, what's more important to think about is if you can do that, what role does currency play then?
Yeah, that's a good one.
And so before we're ever ready for that, we have to have a global system in place, you know, so that we can exchange goods and services, or maybe not goods, because most goods could be replicated, but the ability to, like, if you want to get a reading from Miss M, you know, there should be some exchange, right? An energy exchange. And so there still needs to be some kind of system in place, you know, that is complementary to everybody being taken care of.
Yeah, technology is great and it improves our lives. And there's a lot of technologies that we could deploy today that would make everybody's lives better. But there's also some things that we need to think about all in the, like, we're not just people living on a planet. We're spiritual beings having a spiritual experience. And the Earth exists for a reason. Third dimensional realities exist for a reason. They exist so that our souls can have an opportunity to grow and become stronger and better and more conscious. And so if we eliminate all the incentives for people to work or to be in service, then we kind of take that opportunity away from ourselves. So we have to do it in a way that we do improve the lives of everybody, but also keep incentive alive for people to take their own, you know, walk down the spiritual path. Like, I believe it is my belief in communications with higher dimensional beings and just my experiences on this planet that we are in a process of ascension as individuals, of coming to a higher consciousness. And that ascension, the social system that most directly reflects that is a meritocracy. And so that means, you know, you're rewarded by your efforts and what you put in. And that's how America was designed in the first place, by our founding fathers, who had a way more consciousness than maybe we understood. And they created America with the American dream, that if you do good and you're a good person, that you deserve to have a good quality of life. And so we need to consider these technologies and when they should be released to people and what they'll do to change our lives. And we can look at some of like the galactic history. We'll look at like the planet Maldek, that's now our asteroid belt. You know, the reason that planet went into a demise is because their technology had been advanced to the point that the public had kind of become complacent. And when people started to become sick and want more power, there was no one to rise up against them. There was no one to stop them because they were just happy and captive and comfortable. And so we do need to consider like the implementations of technologies here. And we can also see from some of the galactic beings out there that higher technology does not mean higher consciousness. Doesn't mean a higher frequency. It just means that they have better science.
Well, frankly, we've been shown some peaks by different people at the future, potential futures. Al Bielek is one, you know, from the Montauk Project, yes, that said there was a lot of AI and everybody was complacent. Everything was kind of fine, but we didn't achieve our spiritual goals. You know, in other words,
yeah, he said it sat stagnant in the future. Right? There was no innovation. I guess the part that I think of is, you know, how many Nikola Teslas are there working in a factory because they haven't even had the time to think about something?
Yeah. And so, yeah, we're going to eliminate some of these menial jobs because with technology, that's just the reality. It's going to happen. Things will be robotized. Things will be mechanized. But we still have to have things within our society and our culture that incentivize people to be in service to the greater good and to be on a path of ascension for themselves. I mean,
well, and what I've always said is just do what you love, you know, and everything else will follow. And so while I do all this banking type work, I'm also very into my, as many of you know, I do my seven seal videos. This is what this little symbol is here, you know, and this technology and consciousness is very activating, and, you know, raising your awareness and going online with more of your higher self is what I'm truly passionate about. Because, you know, while I woke up a long time ago, I felt that I was here on mission and to get as many people into unity consciousness, you know, and recognizing that we all bleed the same color blood.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll spend a few more minutes if anybody wants to call in. Shout out to the chat here. We got 125 watching. So yeah, the phone number is down below, folks. 1-605-562-0444. If you're in a different country, look in the links below. You can call in locally. It'll be a cheap local call for you. So you said there was some, this is what the Galactic's saying, there's a lot of things that are coming. Peace Alliance, a Trudeau controversy, France protests spreading, and fake news being held accountable.
Are we off air right now?
No, we're still on.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I can talk to you after if you have something you want to tell me.
We can cover those things.
Well, okay, so they have indicated that there is a peace alliance forming. They started talking to me about this probably mid last year, and I was able to confirm this with our high-level military people. So there is an alliance going on. Many countries have joined at this point. Ones that we can say we know have joined.
Well, we have to be careful what we say. What we do know, though, is when Trump, you know, went and met Putin in Helsinki, you know, that was put together by some higher level people that pull some of the finance strings for the elders. And that was the intention that was set. There needs to be peace. There cannot be war. There needs to be an alliance. And then all this gold can be used for its intent to, you know, ring in a golden age.
Yeah. And then they keep this. They've met multiple times. They've mentioned Trudeau to me. And they've said that there's some sort of controversy around this guy and that he's going to end up in the middle of some sort of controversy. And this may end up with him not being reelected or and we'll see. So I feel based on these communications is that what's going on right now with the dismantling of the deep state, I don't believe he will go unscathed. I think there's some thing in his past that he has either tangoed with these people or they've helped put him into office. But there's and that's not to say that this is a bad person or a bad guy or anything like that.
I'm reminded of something too about Canada. Didn't they say they're going to earn their independence or something?
Yeah, they said
so
that.
So maybe this has to happen first.
Yeah, they said that I was doing a reading for a Canadian and they said that they were going to have somebody in office. They would have like a new prime minister that was an ally to the liberation movement, and that for the first time that they would be free of crown rule. So there, a lot of countries are still under control of the crown, and that is shifting. That's changing. So they mentioned that about Canada as well.
And we're not anymore. Have you heard about that?
Yeah.
We're not
under crown rule anymore, even though people may go, what? We were?
Yeah, that's what I was wondering, what?
Yeah, well, it's these are deep subjects.
But King Obama, right?
Remember when Trump went to England and he was with the Queen? There were certain little key things that happened.
He stepped in front of her.
Yeah, there was a variety of things. You know, a little book that was given to him. And, you know, so some of our sources said, yeah, that was a little ceremony that was done in order to demonstrate that we're no longer under their rule.
And we've also heard from some of our people that she is cooperating.
Indeed, we have.
Interesting. One person in the chat here, Deplorable RAI, he says, where is Nibiru? Is that a real thing or is that just, does it exist?
Yeah, Nibiru exists. You can see it. Some people have seen it recently. It's been visible in our solar system since 1983.
Is that the one that's kind of hiding behind the sun or something? I'm not tracking all that, but I certainly believe it exists. You know, I've talked to people that have claimed to have been from there, channeled information even 20 years ago from ambassadors from there. Anything recent on that?
Well, that's one of the reasons that they moved our planet. It was to get us out of the gravitational pull of this planet because they... The galactics, and this is back in 2016 when we actually physically moved to a different part of the galaxy.
Do you remember when Venus was in a different place and doing different things?
Venus? No, all I remember is on the spiral arm used to be, out farther, now we're in.
Yeah, we're closer to the galactic center, and we used to be out, kind of toward the outskirts. And so in 2016, I asked, mostly asking him, shaking my fist at this guy, telling him, when is this going to happen? Jesus, guys. And so they said, when this happens, there will be a new bright star in the sky. And that night I was on one of those astral journeys and I went to this place in between worlds. And I did this ceremony where they had me stick my arm through this fog of this wall of fog, and I was bound to somebody on the other side of it, and they had me pull my arm back, and everything kind of shifted and moved, and they said, okay, when you go home, remember that the heavens and earth are closer together now, so be careful with your manifesting abilities. They're stronger for everyone on your planet. And after that, something strange started happening where Venus was rising and staying up all night long, and it was moving in the sky where usually it would just rise in the evening and then set, or rise in the morning and then set, depending on what time of year it was. And then at the same time, the natives started reporting that our star positioning was different, that we weren't in the same place anymore. And so So
they must have just transported like the whole solar system, and then because everything, obviously, if it was just a copy, that'd be a lot of. I guess you could do it. But I guess we don't even know what.
I don't even know how to explain that Venus is doing things, because what is Venus known for? The morning star or the evening star? Because, for example, in the evening when the sun sets, you see Venus follow it, right?
I'm not a big astrology guy.
Those that pay attention to the sky like myself, that's what happened. And then this time, it's like it stayed up. Well, and it was even higher in the sky. And we even had Aboriginal elders of different, you know, indigenous leaders and tribes say, what's up with Venus?
What's going on? And so, I mean, I remember growing up, there was really only one big bright star, and it was the Northern Star or the North Star. And now we have, the planets are just larger. They're bigger. You can see them with the naked eye. They're just bigger in the sky. So it seems that we're closer to them. And the explanation that the Galactics gave me for this was that they wanted to pull us. They wanted to get us out of the gravitational pull of Nibiru, and also out of the direct path of a large asteroid or comet that was headed towards us. And so, that indicates to me that Nibiru is a real thing. And then, of course, people have been posting pictures on the internet of what looks like a second sun.
Yes,
what I was referring to.
And I think that could be Nibiru, but that's just a speculation.
It's just interesting that they can see it in some parts of the world and not others. I don't know if they have holographic stuff going on up there, so we can't see it here.
Well, they did tell me a few months back. They said a red giant was passing through our atmosphere, and it would only be visible to half of the planet. And so, again, maybe this is Nibiru that they're talking about. I'm not really sure. They're kind of cryptic, and they like to speak in riddles. Good thing I'm good at puzzles.
Okay, let's do a few questions out of the chat here. Terry says, how do they feel about the massive polar shift? Is it true those who stay loving have no fear, or stay in negative lifestyles ascend and will not feel the effects of what is to come?
Go ahead.
I can take this one. Okay, so again, this is what they indicated was that it was actually the gravitational pull of this other planet that caused the pole shift to happen here. And by moving us, it eliminated some of the dangers of that. And they also have indicated that they've been re-gridding the planet, like our crystalline grid. They've been restructuring it so that we don't have a massive loss of life. And what they said is that before, when this has happened, there haven't been as high of a population on the planet, and that they didn't want for us to lose 90% of our population, because that's what would happen because of the coastlines. Like, most of our population is centered around the coastlines for obvious reasons. But this would kill off all of those people and cause a massive, you know, negative energetic impact on the planet and the people that remained. And so I do not support the idea of a rapture or people disappearing or, you know, some people being better than others. I really think that's like kind of the antithesis of the messaging that all of the prophets have come here to share with us, and that we've come to spread on the planet today as enlightened beings that are incarnated here, awake and aware. And I don't mean we as in us. I mean we as a collective. Like, we are all here with this unity consciousness idea and of the future. And how is that possible if we deem people not worthy of being in the golden age with us? And so
I could add to that.
Yeah,
go ahead. Like 20 years ago, when I was following different written material, different channelings and the like, they talked about waves, the first wave and such. And so what does that represent? That represents that certain people were coming online with their divine consciousness before others, and that they would become the teachers of what would become additional teachers, and that these waves of people that are dialed in, you know, with their heart and their spirituality, would be able to pass the message on to others, and that they would be, you know, waking up. And so in my awareness around what has been happening on the planet for these various decades, is that there's a tsunami of consciousness that's lifting and shifting everybody. And so more and more people are opening their hearts and getting on board with the unity tribe, if you will, you know, the unity consciousness vibe. And so, you know, our motto is no one left behind. And so we're not into the rapture. We're into, you know, the ascension of consciousness, and that we're riding, you know, Mother Earth into higher dimensions. And that, you know, from there, when we do have access to travel in space, which they've already been doing, right? Look at Space Force. The reason Trump mentioned that is because he's like, well, we'll go to Mars sooner than you think.
Space Force.
He couldn't say, nice. He couldn't say because we're already there. But when you look at these things, you know, we will be able to become ambassadors to other, you know, realities in space. And
we're preparing ourselves
by becoming more loving.
I'd add this as well. You know, Lumeria, Atlantis, these were higher dimensional realities, right? These were fourth, fifth dimensional consciousness populations, and they experienced pole shifts that sank their continents. And so it doesn't, like, higher consciousness does not mean that, you know, that we don't feel the effects of gravitational pull or the magnetic field. And so I don't think they're related to each other. I mean, clearly they had a very advanced society and a higher consciousness and a galactic relationships and knowledge of our you know, life outside of this planet. And yet they were still affected by these things. So I don't think that they're one and the same. I don't think that the pole shift has anything to do with a rise in consciousness.
Well, and frankly, the Galactics indicated, remember when they were like, part of the reason they moved us too is because they didn't want the progress to be lost. In other words, so many people are coming into this, you know, bigger heart vibe, whatever you want to call this, you know, awake and aware, shifting and lifting. I mean, it's all about having your higher self consciousness be more of who you are in a whole system. And from that place, they indicated that we've made so much progress that, you know, they're not going to allow these sort of things to happen to us.
Absolutely. We'll do a couple more and then we can wrap up here. It's getting kind of long. So Julia in the chat says, how soon until the children are freed from the sick pedo and trafficking ring? Aren't some of them being let go now?
Yes. There have been mass arrests happening in the public, like around the globe, surrounding this stuff. And a lot of this stuff around the border wall has to do with this trafficking situation. So it's not necessarily about illegal immigrants crossing the border. It's about the opposition using that as a, you know, a funnel for all their illegal activities, including trafficking and humans and drugs. And so, so I think that's something that we're seeing shift at a more rapid pace. And apparently these tribunals that are going on, that's what these many of these indictments are
key subject. Yeah.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
But the children that were in these underground cages and stuff, they're being freed right now. I mean, they're still not.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not on.
I would believe so, but I haven't heard specific.
You don't know specifically. All right.
We did hear that they had been taking some of the perpetrators off planet to other prison planets because of the amount of arrests that they've had so far and the fact that we couldn't hold them all here, and the ones that they deemed to not be worthy of rehabilitation were shipped elsewhere. And so they have not mentioned to us where the children are or what's going on with them. They haven't said it
good
to
question,
us directly,
though.
But good question. And it's something that we're dedicated to stopping here. It's one of the reasons that we've done all the stuff that we've done.
Absolutely. Children are so important.
You and I were kind of talking about this next question a little bit. Will the mainstream media be replaced or shut down since it's not reporting the truth? That's by Quartz in the chat.
Well, you know, the Galactics have talked about taking down certain media heads. We've heard tell of, I think I may have mentioned, you know, around the emergency broadcast that they want to gain more control of the media. Media has been something also that... you know, back when we were doing the new system, and nearly ready to turn it on. Media was one of the first things that we were going to, I don't want to say take over, but infiltrate, you know, in a strong way, because we knew that there was a lot of darkness around, you know, that town and avenue. And so what would you like to add?
Well, that we are involved in a in production, and we do do some work there, and we are in talks with various companies and studios to create a bigger presence there and to help change and shift the narrative that's going on. So the Galactics have indicated that that the media is shifting, and that is one of their targets,
and they would be held accountable.
And that they'd be held accountable. Yeah,
truths.
They basically said
untruths. Yeah, about truths.
Yeah, they said at this point that even the people that are kind of changing the story or maybe starting to come into the light, they're like too little, too late. You've already done too much damage. So yeah, they've indicated.
It's a cesspool, and it's like, if they're just going to keep reporting crap, how can anybody trust them? I mean, we kind of need a new system to come in. That's back in the old days when you just verified stuff through facts and had your proof with it.
So one of our associates has 10,000 channels. This is a new FCC thing again, and we're working with him to bring out, you know, Good News Network. We've got lots of plans for doing much like what you're doing, you know, but on a bigger scale. We need to reach more eyeballs. So very encouraged by, you know, what you're doing and how we can collaborate.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind getting in on some of that, like maybe a new Gaia that's not controlled by a satanic cope or something. Not to speak too bad about Gaia, but that's what we heard. So we'll do one more good question here that I want to know about, and then we can wrap up. So Vrilon, you know, Vrilon brought the broadcast that came in on the radio. This is the voice of Vrilon. They intercepted a radio broadcast. This was in the 70s. Was that a true message? Do you know anything about that?
Because I don't even know about
I've never
that.
Heard of it.
Okay. Wow. Interesting.
Yeah. It's on YouTube if you search it. And I kind of speculated that it is real, but because no one really had hackers didn't have much technology to intercept broadcasts back then like that, but. It could have been a good prank, I guess.
I think I just saw in the news recently that there was a radio transmission or something that was picked up.
Oh, they were picking up a radio signal from space.
Yeah. So that's interesting.
That they were investigating.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if they're going to say much about that, though. They always just speculate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But no, I can't. We don't know about that one, so I couldn't tell you if it's real or not.
Yeah, I don't know of it.
Okay. Well, let's close out here. You guys want to plug your websites?
Oh, sure. Would love to. Deepdisclosure.com, of course. And then my seven seal codes. That's number 7, SEAL codes.com. And
if you'd like to contact me or request a reading, you can visit me at divinemsm.com. That's divinemsm.com. And we're also currently organizing this second annual Seven Seal Summit. And you can look for information and details about that on Deep Disclosure coming soon. So this is our second annual conference here in Sedona, Arizona, that will be hosted this July 5th, 6th, and 7th. So we're celebrating freedom on our America's birthday with all of our tribe here in Sedona. It's going to be awesome. We have live musical performances. We'll do a live sound journey. We're going to have activations, meditation, some high-level insiders coming, some Deep Disclosure team that you haven't met before are coming to talk about what we've been doing. And we're also going to do some live readings. So it's very exciting.
Yeah, we need somebody like you to interview people or something. Maybe we should talk.
I don't know if I could do it in person. Maybe I could. I guess I did some low level people, but if I do, I always get that anxiety rush. But
oh yeah,
yeah, that's something
it's
I got.
Not anxiety, it's adrenaline.
Adrenaline. Yeah,
you gotta ride the wave.
I was gonna say about your guys is when I was in Sedona there and you did the singing bowl, and I've never been in person around one of them. I actually saw M's aura around him. I've never seen that before. I was like, am I just like tripping out or what's going on? And I just whoa.
Cool.
Wow. Yeah. The sound healing is really taking a center stage this year and around all around. Like it's such an a powerful tool to get people to the next level, because even if you're not that sensitive and you haven't dipped into your psychic gifts yet, you can feel the vibration of sound really, really well, and it opens you up. And so we've been doing a lot of these like sound healing journeys here, and I have a whole ensemble that's going to be playing this year for an hour and a half set, and it's going to be a really amazing, long, the powerful journey. And
one last remark: on the 22nd of every month, we do a meditation, 7:22 p.m. It could be any time, frankly, because this grid, you know, the crystalline grid, as it were, that is around the planet, we're infusing our consciousness and uniting, like I talked about the vortex, you know, so that we tip the scales. And so more and more people are joining us for that. We're actually going to live stream that one of these times, probably in March. So anyways, look forward to expanding the soul family and getting to know everybody more and more as we rally the troops, as it were, for positive change.
Absolutely. Well, you guys stay there. I'll talk to you after the broadcast. Thank you guys for joining me today. If you feel like this has helped you any bit, please consider donating to the Patreon. I got 3 patrons over there looking to try to make this a full-time job, but we got a long ways to go. That's always appreciated. And you can always go on our Teespring store as well and buy some merch off there. So Dan Holfeld, M and Miss M, we'll see you guys. Signing out. Bye-bye.
All right. Many blessings.
Thanks for listening. Visit KTD4Network.com today.